Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 13th, Thankful Tuesday. Go ahead and start thinking about your person, place, thing, and characteristic of God that you want to pray about today and thank the Lord for. We are moving into a little section of Scripture where we talk about the partial restoration from exile. So the people of God disobeyed when they were in the promised land. God warned them if they didn't turn back, then other nations were going to come and conquer them. And that's exactly what happened. The Assyrians came in, the Babylonians came in. And now, for 4 days, we're going to talk about the time after the exile. Although the northern kingdom isn't ever fully restored, the southern kingdom is released to return back to Judah and Jerusalem. But things aren't ever quite the same. So today we're going to read from the book of Ezra. Do you know where the book of Ezra is in the Old Testament? It's after the book of 2 Chronicles. It goes Ezra, Nehemiah, then Esther, and Job. Today and tomorrow we'll read Ezra, and then on Thursday and Friday we'll be in Nehemiah. Fun fact, you'll remember back in the book of Jeremiah, it was prophesied that the people would be in exile for 70 years, and then they would come back to the land of Judah under the king Cyrus. And today we're going to see that fulfilled. Ezra chapter 1, Cyrus helps the exiles to return. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and also to put it in writing. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says, "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem, and may their God be with them. And in any locality where survivors may now be living, the people are to provide them with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem." Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors assisted them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with valuable gifts in addition to all the freewill offerings. Moreover, King Cyrus brought out the articles belonging to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and had placed in the temple of his God. Cyrus, king of Persia, had them brought by Mithridath, the treasurer, who counted them out to Shedbazar, the prince of Judah. This was the inventory: gold dishes, 30, silver dishes, 1,000, silver pans, 29, gold bowls, 30, matching silver bowls, 410, other articles, 1,000. In all, there were 5,400 articles of gold and of silver. Sheshbazzar brought all these along with the exiles when they came up from Babylon to Jerusalem. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Where I see the Lord at work in this passage today is in the fact that He restores the people and He does what He says. God always keeps His promises. He said that the people would be restored, and even by way of Cyrus, and that's exactly what happens. The Lord restores. But the 70 years of exile were a painful time as well, and the waiting is hard. And so if you are in a season of waiting for the Lord to restore, I think this passage is an encouragement to us that God restores what has been lost. I think about Psalm 130, which is my favorite psalm. At the end of that psalm, it says, Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sin. As we move to a time of prayer, I want you to be thinking about a person, a place, a thing, and a characteristic of God that you are thankful for. And then I'm going to lead us through a reflective prayer where we just spend some time thanking the Lord for who he is, for what he has done, and what he has given us. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the fact that you redeem us from our sins, that your unfailing love brings about full redemption. Thank you that we can hope in you. We pray, Lord, specifically thanking you today for a person in our lives. We ask that you would bless and keep them, and make your face to shine upon them, be gracious to them, lift up your countenance upon them, and give them peace. And we thank you, Lord, for a place. We ask, Lord, that when we see this place, that we would be reminded of your steadfast love and your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, for a thing. This could be a myriad of things. A material blessing, a spiritual blessing, a physical blessing. Lord, we do thank you for our bodies. We thank you that you are the healer of our bodies. And oftentimes we just take for granted the way that they work. Thank you from head to toe for giving us bodies that function. And then finally, Lord, we want to thank you for a characteristic, something that we see in you again and again in your scriptures. The one that comes to mind today for me is your redemption. We are redeemed from all our sins, the psalm says, not because of what we have done, but because of your great love for us. We don't deserve it, Lord, but we thank you for your lavish love that you have poured out on us through your Son, our Savior, the Lord Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.